Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey everybody, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome back to another episode of The Brendan Show. Okay, let's talk about some really good advice that we all know we need to follow, which is to love ourselves a little bit more. You're so hard on yourselves, and it's easy to do, right? We have a bad day, we beat ourselves up, and then we feel bad the next day, so we beat ourselves up more because we feel bad, then we beat ourselves up more because we know we shouldn't feel bad because we're better people than we really give ourselves credit for, and all of a sudden, we're miserable. And a lot of people, their reality is that they don't care for themselves. And it shows up in so many ways. It shows up from how they choose to eat. It shows up from how they choose to express or not express themselves. It shows up in what they choose to do as a career. It shows up in how they really feel each and every day. And a lot of it comes from that inside, they just haven't allowed themselves to be themselves. They haven't learned to give themselves credit. They haven't learned to love themselves. So I'd love to talk about that topic with you here. And when I talk about, you know, love yourself, I always like to say love yourself, sort of. Meaning, there's a lot of people who have a very high mind about themselves, you know? They almost have too much self-esteem or too much pride or such a level of narcissism that they're almost, they're tilting towards that sociopathic level too, you know? And it's like, whoa!
they're so confident in themselves and yet they're bad at everything, you know? So that's not what I'm gonna be talking about. I think we should love ourselves spiritually, you know, have a deep caring for the blessing and the gift that we have been charged with, and that's life. You know, loving yourself is having reverence, ultimately, for life. It's not just about, I feel good about myself, I feel good about myself. It's a deep gratitude for the life that you have, which is hard because you see a lot of people who have a better life than you. I do. We all do. There's lots of other people who appear to have better lives externally than we do. Maybe they have fancier cars or bigger houses or more money. Or maybe they just have better relationships, or they look outwardly, you know, more amazing. Their amazing six-pack abs on their Instagram is like wowing you, right? It's easy to start comparing yourself to other people and then feel down about yourself. But we have to remove other people from the equation about how we feel about ourselves. We even have to remove, at some point, sometimes, our own stupid thoughts, our own bad actions, our own poor habits. And we have to start with the fact that, whether you call it the universe, luck, chance, God, evolution, spirit, whatever you call it, you've been blessed with breath. That you are alive right now, the odds of that is so extraordinarily rare that I really believe loving ourselves starts from a place of reverence for life. So when people say, love yourself, I go, yeah, you know what? First, love life. Be honoring of the fact that you are alive. Love yourself because you've been granted life. You've been given this gift of life. There must be a reason or a purpose or a mission behind that. At least that's what I believe. I believe in God. I believe in the fact that the odds of us all being here is pretty rare. That may not be your belief, and that's totally cool. But what I really do hope is that you have a reverence for your life, an appreciation, a deep gratitude, a sense of enjoyment or enthusiasm that you're alive. That's where loving yourself has to start from, outside of self, outside of others, right? Starting from that place, everything can turn for you in positive directions. So when I talk about loving yourself, I have three takeaways for you today. With that context, my first takeaway is, if you really want to love yourself, have a vision for yourself and be congruent with that person. That's how you really love yourself. A lot of people hate themselves because they have a vision for who they really want to be, and they're never acting like that. They see themselves as an honest person, but they're lying all the time, so they hate themselves. They see themselves as a healthy person, but they choose junk food 3 meals a day, and then they feel bad about themselves. And I usually say, you know what? I don't think we need to hype up that person. I think that person should feel negative about their behaviors. And I know that sounds very judgmentally, but I don't think it's always good advice to run around and say, everyone should feel good about themselves for 100% of the things they do, because we lose standard setting in life. You know, there's a lot of us who don't want to feel the guilt of doing a bad job, but sometimes feeling that guilt allows us to do a better job. You know, sometimes we don't want to feel bad for the behaviors that we did that hurt someone's feelings, but you know what? Sometimes feeling bad about what you did that was wrong can set you back on the right path. So I say, have a vision. Who do you want to be? And what I've tried to do in my own life so that I care about myself and I respect myself is say, okay, how do I want to be as a person in the world? Like, what do I want to stand for? And then I say, how do I want to treat other people? And then I say, what would I have to grow into to serve at the next level? And then I aim my behaviors, my habits, my thought patterns each and every single day to be that person, to treat people like that, and to ultimately become that person I'm aspiring to be. We're never ever going to be perfect, but if we can sense we're progressing towards a higher ideal of ourselves, like if we can feel like, yeah, I am becoming better at what I do, kinder to other people, more like the best version of myself, then we'll love ourselves. We'll feel a deep gratitude and a sense of connection with ourselves because we're being congruent with the best of ourselves. You want to love yourself? Be congruent with the best of yourself. And don't get arrested, because I hear a plea. I don't know if you can hear the police car going by, but welcome to downtown Portland, Oregon. So love yourself. Be congruent with the best of yourself. It gets so much easier. Number two, give yourself credit. And I know you're always hearing me talking about this in so many of my YouTube shows, and that's because people are so hard on themselves. Give yourself credit for the small steps you took this week. But in general, give yourself credit. If you have a caring heart, and you're still nice to people, oh my God, give yourself credit. If you have a passion, but it hasn't been paying off the way you hoped it to, but you still believe in it and you're still working diligently, give yourself some credit. If you know you've been mistreated and someone was a jerk to you, but you still have love in your heart and you still believe in the power of a beautiful relationship for yourself, give yourself credit. Sometimes the way to love ourselves is to recognize the extraordinary power we have and the strength within that still believes. You know? It's why when I sit down with people who've been through such extraordinary things around the world, and you know, my work is a motivational speaker and a trainer in high performance. I mean, I've dealt with the most difficult situations, people who were literally in their last days of life, people who've been disabled, paralyzed, lost jobs, lost spouses, lost kids. I mean, at this stage of my life, in my 40s, having been doing this at the top levels for over a decade, I feel like I've seen most of it. Some difficult situations and some major hardships. And when people describe those hardships and difficulties and just strings of bad luck, the ones who I know will make it are the ones who can describe it and still have a belief that things are going to get better. Who still believe in themselves, believe in their God, believe in their family, believe in their faith, believe in their goal, believe in their heart, believe in others. That those people, there's still a kernel of belief there, and that thing never dimmed. And even if it dimmed for a little bit, it came back stronger because they knew that the struggle would lead to progress, that the struggle would lead to strength, that the struggle caused the transformation for them to grow to that next level. And I'll tell you, if you still have belief in your heart after all the hardships you've had in your life, I'll tell you, it's so much easier to believe in yourself and to love yourself because you'll give yourself credit. But if you won't give yourself credit, man, ain't nobody gonna be able to do it for you. There's no external person or reward, accomplishment, bank balance, new job, fancy car, new place to live that's gonna help you love yourself. Because wherever you go, there you are. So you gotta learn to give yourself credit and still believe. And then it's easier to care for yourself. And then the last thing, it's such a simple habit. You need to start noticing when you do good things again. You know, you held the door open for the person. That's okay. Allow yourself. Notice, like, you know what? Five people walked by and no one held up the door. I held the door. You know what? No one usually tips here. I tip. You know what? No one usually listens here. I listen. You know, no one usually says thank you. I say thank you. It's noticing the little things that you do, you know, and notice also the things that you don't do and give yourself a little bit of self-respect for it, right? When I'm in a car with somebody and I see somebody get, like, they're driving and they get cut off and they don't flip the bird to the other person, they don't swear, they don't beat the dash, they don't cuss, they don't lose their cool. And I'm like, I respect that. You know, there's a lot of things you do that are amazing, but there's also a lot of things that you've chosen as a good person not to do that you should give yourself some credit for too. Notice that you didn't scream when you could've. Notice that you didn't quit when you could've. Notice that you weren't an ass when it's so easy when you're surrounded by all these other people who are like that, but you didn't go there. Notice when everyone else is negative, you kept a positive edge. Notice when everybody quit, you pushed harder. Notice when everybody else is bullying, you spoke up. You know, there are things that you do and there are things that you choose not to do that make you a good person. And often we only notice the big accomplishments. I want you to notice those small choices you don't make that make you a good person. I want you to notice the small choices you do make that also confirm the best of who you are. Because if you can do that, then you can start to love yourself more fully. We're never ever gonna love every aspect about every part of our lives and everything we do. And that's good, because sometimes when we don't feel good about something, it helps us adjust behavior. It helps us adjust mindset. It helps us be better for somebody the next day. Sometimes a bad job or some guilt helps us be better tomorrow. So I don't think we always have to tra-la-la, everything's perfect, I'm perfect. That's not what the goal is. But the goal is to more deeply connect with the best of ourselves, more deeply believe in the best of ourselves, more deeply desire to show the world the best of ourselves. And if we do those things, we'll start to love ourselves more too.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to
to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.